A ranger has captured drone footage of a near-shore landslip at Inskip Point. The sinkhole opened up there just before lunchtime on Monday, with the footage showing chunks of sand falling into the water. It comes just 2 months after visitors to the area filmed an underwater landslide between two campsites there. The Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service has now introduced a buffer zone around the impacted site, with no camping or vehicles permitted there. Police are appealing for assistance to identify a woman who may be able to help with an alleged assault investigation. On Thursday, the 9th of May, a woman who was travelling on a bus from Maroochydore to Coolum was allegedly involved in a verbal altercation with another woman, who's then alleged to have hit the passenger in the foot with a pram and then spat in her face. Police have released CCTV images of the woman, who's described as 20 to 25 years old, with brown hair and has a number of distinctive tattoos, including one containing the numbers 777 on her left shin. She was pushing a black pram with a young child at the time of the alleged offence. Any info should be reported to Crime Stoppers. Expect some smoke around today, with a planned burn to get underway in a section of Doonan Creek Environmental Reserve. Between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m, a small section of bushland will be burnt to reduce the volume of grass fuels in preparation for a revegetation project. Smoke from the fire will be closely monitored, but its impact on surrounding residents and road users should be minimal. The new 6 Mile Creek Bridge 7 between Pomona and Curran on Pomona Kinkin Road is now open. The new bridge was constructed by the Department of Transport and Main Roads to replace the decommissioned original timber one. The new, sturdier bridge structure is capable of transporting two lanes of traffic and removes the need for motorists to stop and give way.